Timmins, no matter the outcome of the April 28 election, there will be change in Timmins. Prime Minister Mark Carney met with the Governor General today, March 23, to dissolve Parliament and call a federal election, with Canadians heading to the polls in 5 weeks. With a change to the boundaries and the longtime Member of Parliament not running, there will be a new face representing the region. Since the last federal election, the riding boundaries in Northern Ontario have changed. One Member of Parliament was cut from the North in favor of adding extra representation in the South. For the first time in 2 decades, Charlie Angus' name won't be on the ballot. The veteran politician announced his retirement from politics last year. He's not going out quietly, though. He's been popping up across the country on his resistance tour, speaking out against the U.S.-imposed tariffs. The candidates. So far, there are 3 candidates. Former Timmins mayor and current city councillor Steve Black is running for the Liberals. He announced his nomination on Saturday night. Nicole Fortier-Lesk is running for the NDP. Born in Opasitika, she was a teacher in Kapuskasing and is a former mayor and councillor of Moonbeam. Conservative candidate Gaydon Millett was the first out of the gate to announce his candidacy. The retired forestry executive won the nomination in October 2023. New boundaries. The redrawn lines have created a massive riding geographically. Kapuskasing Timmins Mushkigowuk starts in the Kirkland Lake area, capturing communities along Highway 11 North and extends up to Pewanik. It has a population of 93,948. All of the communities including in the new Kapuskasing Timmins Mushkigowuk riding are Timmins, Cochrane, Hearst, Iroquois Falls, Kapuskasing, Kirkland Lake, Muswani, Smooth Rock Falls, Black River Matheson, Chaplot, Fakir Strickland, Gautier, Larder Lake, Matachewan, Matis Val Cote, McGarry, Moonbeam, Opasitika, and Val Rita Hardy. The First Nations communities included are Abitibi, Attawapiskat, Chaplot No. 74A and 75, Chaplot Cree Fox Lake, Constance Lake, Duck Lake, Factory Island, Flying Post, Fort Albany, Matachewan, Moose Factory, New Post and Pewanik. Inglehart, Earlton, Thornlow and Elk Lake are part of the new Nipissing Timiskaming riding. The boundaries of the new Kapuskasing Timmins Mushkigowuk Federal Riding. Elections Canada Map. The polls. With a new riding and the longtime incumbent not on the ballot, there's no clear local frontrunner out of the gate. Right now, 338canada.com has the riding as a toss-up between the Conservatives, Liberals and NDP. For the past 20 years, Timmins James Bay has been represented by NDP. The new boundary absorbs part of the former Algoma-Manitoulin-Kapuskasing riding, which has also been NDP since 2008. Federally, since Carney won the Liberal leadership, the momentum the Conservatives had over the Liberals has been closing.